We're live right now on YouTube. We're live on Facebook. I just want to make sure that we're live also on one other fan page that we run, which is our biggest fan page, as a matter of fact. I want to make sure we're live on that as well. Today, we're talking about the top 3% secret to maximizing team production. So I'm going to be focused on looking at YouTube because I noticed on my last live session, I was looking back and forth. Once in a while, I may look at Facebook, but just bear with me. If you want to see my, watch me face to face, or you want to see my screen, anything like that, you want to hear better audio, you're better off being at, let's see here. Yep. You're better off at YouTube. Okay. So just so you can, if you want to find me on YouTube, you can just simply search my name. Oh, Ola Talks Abitogun on YouTube. You'll find me that I'm live right now. And if you're watching a rebroadcast, you can also see this rebroadcast once you are there. All right. So I'm gonna click this is all I need to do here. Let's click because I'm just building this brand new fan page, but I have the other fan page, 49,000 likes on it. So let's get this over there, so other people can know we're here. If you're listening to me live already too, please, I want you to please share this content with your team members, share with your people, let them know I'm live here. I want to be talking about top 3% secrets to maximizing production in your team. That's what I want to talk about today. Okay, I'm actually going to give you the number one secrets to doing that, because number one secret is actually one secret. By the way, the ultimate secret at the end of the day is the fact that there's no secret. But also, the chances are you just need to hear this one thing. You need to hear this one thing as a reminder. And maybe that's really what you've been waiting for to take you to the top, right? So let's do that. We're going to talk about, again, if you're here and you are into real estate wholesaling, you're in the right place. If you're here, you're into network marketing, internet marketing, you're in the right place. I'm going to be sharing this tip. It's going to be applicable in any type of business, but I may use real estate wholesaling more as an example, but just understand that this is applicable in any type of business. Just understand that this is applicable in any type of business. It doesn't matter what business you're in. You need to be building a team, because building a team means leverage. You need to be applying leverage in your business. If you're not applying leverage in your business, chances are you are leaving money on the table. You're not maximizing your productivity, because at the end of the day, there's only so many hours that you have in a day that you have available to work if you want to have a life. Okay, this is all about having a life. So if you don't know what real estate wholesaling is, I'm going to go over that in about 1 to 2 minutes here. That way we make sure we're on the same page. If you know what real estate investing is, and you feel like you don't know what real estate wholesaling is, I promise you by the time you're done with this video, you will know what it means. Okay. So, but also more importantly, you understand that team building is part of leverage, is how you build a massive business. Okay. It's essentially one of the two different ways to build wealth. Okay. You need to find ways to remove yourself out of the picture of how your operation flows in order for you to have a life, in order for you to truly have freedom, and in order for you to build a seamless business. Does that make sense? So, because of that, again, if you're watching me on Facebook, congratulations to you. You can search my name on YouTube so you can see my screen, because I may end up sharing my screen a little bit here. So, what is real estate wholesaling? For those of you that may not know what that is, real estate wholesaling is essentially finding deals that are typically not the regular market deals in real estate, finding them, locking them in contract for lower than what the market will say they're worth today. So essentially, you're looking for 50 cents, 60 cents, 40 cents on a dollar type of houses. For every $1 that that house is worth, you don't want to pay more than 60 cents, 65 cents. Why do you want to do that? Because you want to turn around and sell it to an investor. You want to sell it to an end buyer without necessarily putting any work in it. Okay. So there's the fix and flip, right? Which is you buy a house, you put some work in it, and then you flip it for a profit. But in wholesaling, you don't necessarily have to put any work in it. Okay, does that make sense? All right, you don't have to put any work in it if you're wholesaling. okay? You could just buy it. The reason why are you making money on this? Because you found a deal. You found a deal. You lock it on that contract. So here's an example of what I'm saying. Let's say there's a property on the market, right? Somebody tried to sell this property for $100,000 and it's been on the market for 100 days. It's not selling. So somehow, somewhere, you sent some marketing pieces out and then the marketing pieces ended up getting somebody to call you that, yes, they have a house to sell. You negotiated a deal and they accept to sell the house to you because they've wasted so much time on the market because they really want to move down to Florida. They don't want to deal with the headaches. They don't want to change carpet. They don't want to do any cleaning. The house is, in fact, nothing is wrong with it, but it needs some fixtures. It needs some cleanup, right? It needs new carpeting, needs some painting, right? But they're willing to let go of the house for $60,000, right? So you say, okay, I'll lock it in on that contract. I have a network of investors who buy cash. I'll put it on that contract right now. And that's what we do. We buy houses, right? So they accept, they sign the contract, and then you turn around and then you find one of the investors in your network. If you don't have a network, we can talk about that later, okay? But there's a ton of people that will pay cash for that kind of deal all day long as the deal is right, right? $60,000. And then you turn around, you talk to one of the investors, you say, you know what? All I want is $7,000. All I want is $10,000. So the investors is paying 60 plus your $10,000 plus their closing costs. So maybe at the end of everything, they are up to their cost. The cost for the end investor is now up to $75,000, right? So they put the house, they put the $10,000 worth of work in the house. They turn around, they added some value to the property. Now they get to sell it for $110,000, $120,000. They made a profit of $30,000, $40,000 from the deal. You made $10,000 just for finding the deal. You who found the deal, you are the real estate wholesaler. That's what wholesaling is. So wholesaling is not necessarily, you know, when I say real estate wholesaling, you're an investor, yes, whatever you want to call yourself, whatever the fancy name you want to call yourself is, cool. But essentially, you are a marketer, okay? You are a marketer. Your job is to find these deals. That's your job, okay? And no matter what profession you find yourself in life, really your job is a marketer. Marketing, sales, you sell your resume, you market, you blast your resume out to people, potato, potato, same thing. It's just a matter of embracing it and maximizing the return on your investment of time, energy, and money. So that's what real estate wholesaling is. It's picking up houses at 50, 60 cents on the dollar and flipping it for a quick profit for 10 cents on the dollar profit, right? $10,000, $5,000, $40,000. So I've done that extensively. That's what I started my career as an entrepreneur with. I did over 41 deals within my first 24 months. The highest deal I made $82,000. So I have a little bit of a knack. Actually, I have some good insights on how this works. I've run business from marketing to real estate. So that's why I'm sharing what I'm sharing with you today. So today, we're going to be talking about how to maximize team production. So if you haven't seen my other videos on team building, go watch them. Leverage. There are two ways that you can apply leverage into your business. And essentially, they are the two T's, and that's team building and technology, right? Technology essentially runs, like, for example, you could be watching this video, you could be watching me right now, I don't know, days later, maybe years later, after I recorded it, maybe you're watching me live. Bottom line is that this video continues to work for me, even while I'm sleeping, long after I'm done recording this, okay? That's called leverage, okay? Because it has the potential to put money in my pocket and many people's pocket and help people and enhance other people's life. Can put, more importantly, it has the power to put money in your pocket, because you're going to learn 1, 2, 3 tips, nuggets here today. You can apply to your business and you can take your business straight to the top. Does that make sense? So that's the power of leverage. That's why technology is the first T when it comes to leverage. The second T is team building. Team building, essentially, if you try to be a superhuman, you're trying to do everything by yourself, you only have 24 hours in a day. But if you employ the skill set, the leverage of other people, other people's resources, time, money, right? You build a team, you can do a lot more by simply doing that, okay? So that's why I'm definitely going to implore you to pay attention to team. building team as a leverage, okay? Because the key thing here is leverage, and this is applicable in any business, not just real estate wholesaling, okay? So with that being said, when you build a team, you could end up building the wrong type of team. You can end up wasting the wrong time babysitting people. You can Google Ola Tux Abitogun babysitting real estate wholesaling. If you Google that, you will see another video that will pop up where I talk extensively about babysitting and why you don't want to engage in that, right? The multiple different reasons why you don't want to engage in babysitting. So the opposite of that is building the team the right way. What do we want when we build a team? We want to maximize the profitability. We want to maximize, more importantly, productivity, right? Profit, right? Profit, but productivity is with respect to your time, with respect to energy, with respect to resources, right? You want to make sure you're maximizing that to its fullest potential, and that's what I want to talk about here today. Okay, so you're going to bring people into your team, and they are going to end up in your team, and they may end up not doing the right thing. They may end up not paying attention. They may end up being somebody that's not paying attention, no focus, right? They could be somebody that's just simply not serious. It's the wrong timing for them for reasons beyond your control, right? So how do you motivate your team? Because some of you are going to end up building a team and they're dead, and then you're going to feel like I should pick up the phone and I should call them, I should motivate them, send them tapes, this, that, all that, and the whole nine yard, right? And then you find out that it's not working, right? You're trying to beat a dead horse, right? Pretty much doesn't work. Okay. So there's one little secret behind that, and that's what I want to discuss with you today. Now, in order to discuss that, I'm going to have to read a quote from you from my book. Okay. My book is called Empire Lifestyle Secrets. It's absolutely free. If you want to download it to your computer, you want to download it on your phone as a PDF, it's absolutely free. And even at this stage, I'm still developing it, but it's about 213 pages of information that's going to help you and your business. So if you want to get that book for free, you simply want to go to myempirepro.com. Go to myempirepro.com, or you can click on the link around this video if you see one. If you're on Facebook, you're watching me live, you probably don't see a link. You can click on the link at the top that says the link at the top of the fan page, okay? Or you simply go to myempirepro.com using your phone. You'll be able to download that book, 200 plus pages, okay, of information already. We're editing it, we're working on it every day. You can always come back and get the newest version. Once it's ready and go, it'll be on amazon.com, but at that time to be cleaned up already. So actually, in my opinion, the best version, some of the best version right now is raw. You can go download that right now at myempirepro.com. So the first thing I want to do is I want to read the quote that I picked up from this book as related to this topic, okay? And as related also to real estate wholesaling. But remember, you can apply this in any business, no matter what type of business you're in, okay? That's just my background that I can relate with, where I created a lot of production, and we can take it from there. When it comes to team building, maximizing team production is something I know very well, okay? Just recently, in the past few weeks, I just got news that one of my teams, where I've built a team in the past 18 months, has done $1 million in sales. So how? That's some of the stuff I'm going to share with you here today, okay? $1 million in sales is a lot of money. It's a lot of production. It's a lot of mouth to feed. It's a lot of that's a business, okay? And that's what I want to share the tips with that with you here today. The number one tip, especially from a standpoint of motivating your team, right? Because once you start building a team, you want them to be motivated. If you have a dead team already, you would like to motivate them. I'm going to give you that secret here today, okay? So first, I'm going to read the quote to you. Then I have a question that came in from a viewer, and I'm going to go over there. I'm going to use that to answer the question, and I'm going to wrap it up, right, with the exact secret. You're probably going to pick up the secret as we move along here, right? So, but I want you to hear it multiple times, because once you lock it down, you also make sure you go get my book and read that book 10 to 15 times. Why? Because this needs to become a part of you, because the natural thing for you to do is the opposite, which is the not so productive ways of building a team or motivating your team, right? That's the natural thing for us to do, because we have empathy. We're trying to be nice with it. Now, I'm not saying don't be nice, but there's something that you need to add to that to make sure you're productive. Because if you really want to be nice, you want them to produce, you want them to change their life, you want them to feed their family, you want them to be productive, you want them to be efficient and effective with how they use their time on the job, on the business, right? As your team members, right? Because that benefits not just you, but them as well, right? So that's actually the true being nice. So being nice in the way we know it is actually going to contradict productivity. And I want to clear that up for you today, okay? So the quote goes, as you're building your team of scouts and marketers in real estate wholesaling, remember I told you, you're a marketer, right? You will encounter a trap. The do what I say trap. Okay? The do what I say trap. True motivation comes through leading by example. Do what I do, not what I say. Okay? So that's the opposite. So typically, you know, do what I say, right? Do what I say. Don't worry about what I do, right? That's the management mode, and that's where you want to avoid if you want your team to produce, if you want them to get motivated, right? So when it goes, the quote continues, when you keep doing exactly what you want your frontline team members to do, like marketing, prospecting, recruiting, making sales, those who are meant to be motivated will automatically get motivated. See, by not even trying to motivate them, just by doing what you're supposed to do, we call it staying in phase one in traditional network marketing, right? If you do that, that will motivate the right people and the wrong people. Okay, so let me continue here. Your superstar real estate wholesalers, right? Your superstar real estate wholesalers will get motivated simply from watching your production. Those who do not belong there will be spat out in order to reserve and preserve energy, resources, and time for those that will multiply them in your organization. So there's some type of people here, okay? That's the quote. Well, there's the quote continues. In traditional network marketing, this is called staying in the phase one, okay? Staying in the phase one. The opposite of phase one is the management mode. At some point, it will not make sense for you to be in phase one from a productivity standpoint. Until then, stay in phase one. That's the quote right there. So let me explain what I mean to you in that quote, right? Again, if you want the continuation of that quote and the whole chapter on this topic, make sure you go download the book at myempirepro.com. Essentially, when you get into management mode, which is opposite of phase one, right, you find yourself having to pick up the phone, talk to people, beg them, become needy, become clingy, essentially all those things that kill attraction, right? And then guess what happens? They're still not motivated because for whatever reason, the time is not right. The timing is not right for them. They're not serious enough. Their back is not against the wall because believe it or not, for you to create success in life, a lot of time your back has to be against the wall. When you have an out, you tend not to produce, right? So it's like people who want to become entrepreneurs. If you have a job, it's very hard to become a successful entrepreneur. Why? Not because you can't do it. It's because you have an out, okay? You have an escape, right? The job become an escape thing for you. Like, because, hey, I didn't get to do what I'm supposed to do yesterday. But, you know, after all, the bills are still paid today, right? After all, keyword after all. You know, at least the bills are paid today. The at least thing, the after all thing, right? This is an out. Like, I can get away with it. Like, nobody is gonna accuse you or hold you hostage or hold you responsible, right? Because naturally, you know, you're not being lazy. You already went to a job, 8 to 5, 9 to 5, 8 hours a day, right? So chances are you're exhausted, you're tired. But if you have at the back of your mind, it's a mind thing, it's a mindset thing. If you have at the back of your mind that, no, absolutely, this is not an option for me to stay on the job forever. I love the job. Thank you. I love what I do. But I need to build a business because I know that my potential is bigger than this job, right? If you have that at the back of your mind, you may pass through a job. You may use it as a stepping stone, right? But you won't end up there. But here's the thing. Let's go back to the topic, team building, right? Team building. You're building this team of people, right? And they come into your team and it's now time. You now start thinking management mode. Let me manage these people. And then you forget production itself. That's the trap here, okay? The trap of do what I say, not what I do. You're not producing, but because you put the team together, you expect them to produce. You know what? They're not going to produce, okay? They may not produce for multiple arrays of different reasons. It could be that it's not the right timing. It could be because they're not well equipped. It could be because, hey, they don't have to produce. They have a job, right? whatever reason, it's really none of your business. Your job, okay, is to motivate the right way, the most efficient way. And the most efficient way for you to motivate, especially early on, is to stay in phase one. You need to be producing your own damn self, okay? Yes, put some resources in places to build a team. Let people know that you're welcoming, you're building a team, yes. Give them tutorials, PDFs, videos, plug them in on videos like this to motivate them. I don't motivate my team. I will plug them in on this video over and over long after I'm done recording it, because that's called leverage, right? But the idea of getting into management mode or micromanagement mode where you're watching every step they make is the least effective way to motivate your team, which is the point we're making here today, right? You're trying to maximize team production. Okay. With that being said, a question came in and I wanted to address this more from the question standpoint. And that's what I'm going to do right now. Let's go to the question. Question goes, hello, coach. So about 1 year ago, I caught that team building bug. It's a good bug to catch. Okay. But again, just like many other things, it's a gift and a curse, right? And I got my friends involved. Okay. The problem is that I ended up getting burnt out just from trying to get them to do their daily reach outs. All right. So some people call this daily reach out. There's a certain thing that you have to do in marketing to, you know, to get people moving, to get the team producing, right? Eventually, so eventually they dropped off one after the other slowly. I stopped calling them. These are my close friends who pretended to be interested in making money. You see, that's the thing. I don't, that mindset, you got to change that. I don't think people pretend to make money. I think they truly want to make money. I just think, again, like I was saying earlier, if there's an out, the motivation will not be there. If you're just saying you want them to do what you say, the motivation will not be there. If there's no results, right? If there's no testimonials, if there's no success stories, the motivation will not be there. They may have even seen success stories before, and they may tell you yesterday, you're going to have people that will join your team. And they'll be like, oh, man, Ola, I'm going to kill this. I'm going to be the best on your team, right? I'm gonna be the number one person on your team, and you're going to hear that a lot, right? And then when tomorrow comes, the spirit is going to be dead. Why? Because they never really had a commitment, okay? They may even say they committed, right? And one of my mentors, George Zalucki, will say commitment, I don't know if you define, but I heard it from him, that commitment means doing what you say you would do long after the mood that you set it in already left you. So you said, I'm going to do this thing, right? But tomorrow, we're human beings, right? We're going to be moody. We're going to change moods tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is gloomy. It's cold as hell. Like, it's cold outside right now. And you're like, you know. And then, you know, you're not feeding your family with that right now at the moment anyway, right? And, you know, the spirit is dead. The motivation is dead. And it's the normal thing for motivation to go in and out like that, okay? So because of that, because you are building a team of people, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. So don't think that they lied to you when they joined your team and they said, oh, yeah, they want to make money. They want to be the next millionaire. They want to kill it. They're going to kill it, right? The best way to look at this is to look at the stock market, or you look at the new Bitcoin market. You see the movement on the graph. That's how human beings behave. That's how the human mood is. It's ups and down, high, lows, right? That's the way it is. And if you have that at the back of your mind, success is not that far from you. If you make that a part of how you make decisions in team building, in business building, in wholesaling real estate, in investing, in flipping properties, in any of this, in your construction work, whatever it is, business, right? If you can put that at the back of your mind and understand that humans are humans, you're in the best position ever just by simply knowing that, okay? So So he's saying, who pretended to be interested in making money? They didn't pretend. Everybody want to make money until it's time to do what it takes, right? And even they may tell you, hey, I'm ready to do what it takes, you know? Oh, yeah, I'm committed, man, right? It's good to say those things, those affirmation things, right? But, you know, the actions speak louder than voice, right? So at the end of the day, tomorrow, we'll find out. So from your standpoint, you as a team leader, how do you get them motivated? Again, how do you get your team to produce without you being there? Again, I have probably 5 to 10% of that whole $1 million that I told you from the last 18 months from one of my team. I have just maybe 5% to do with it. Okay, it's just a matter of setup with the right person, the right people in the team, and the thing continues because it's a system, which is why we were talking about systems, right? So you can Google my name, Ola Talks Abitogun, creating systems, for the video on creating systems, where I talk a lot about that, right? But that's the whole idea, as opposed to me trying to do that. Do you think I did it? No, I didn't do it. I just know how to position, okay? I understand this concept right here. I understand not micromanaging people. I understand not getting attached to getting somebody to do something, right? I understand letting my actions speak louder than my voice. So earlier when I said that, you probably thought I was talking about their actions speak louder. No, I'm talking about you, because really all you can control is you at the end of the day. That's really all you can control, right? So your action is really all you have. And if your action is speaking louder than your voice, your team will be motivated. That's the best thing you can do to get your team motivated. So they're not lying to you, okay? That's not what the case is. So let's continue the question here. I was on my third deal when I started building the team. Unfortunately, it also seems like business slowed down for me too. So I couldn't brag about closed deals too. So here's the thing. Chances are this person thinks the business slowed down naturally. No. Chances are it's because you stopped paying attention to production and you started paying attention to, you got into the management mode. Don't get into management mode ever. If you need to hire a manager, if you get that big, hire a manager. Your job is not management. Your job is production. Creating results is your job, right? And if you're going to build a team and you're going to get that team motivated, the one single thing that will motivate your team is results. Okay, that's it. Not your words, not what you say, not talking at them, not picking up the phone, pounding their phone. In fact, the more you do that, the more you turn them off, and the more they're going to run from you, because anything you chase with a gun will be killed. They will run away from you, or they will be killed. Okay, that means you kill their spirit. That means you talk nasty to them. That means they're not going to be motivated anyway, because it's all in the mind, right? So if you talk nasty to your team members because you're trying to motivate them, guess what? You're going to kill their spirit and they're not going to be motivated. But if you let your actions result, if you let that do the work, right, then you win the game anyway without much input from you, just by simply doing what you're supposed to do. That's called staying in phase one, okay? Let go of the management mode. You are not a manager. You're an entrepreneur. Okay, and part of your job as an entrepreneur, yes, is leverage. Okay, part of your job as entrepreneur is decision making, leverage, making sure there's leverage happening, making sure that anything you do is duplicating somehow, some way, with either technology or team building. Am I making sense here? So for traditional MLMers, you know, it's all team building. No, technology is part of it, okay? Because humans will have to kind of like chase after technology now, and that's just what it is. Why technology? Because even human beings, technology is a result of our obsession. You're wanting things to be easier, faster, and simpler, okay? That's our obsession. That's not something that fell out of the skies, right? Technology is a result of our obsession with wanting things to be faster, simpler, and easier. Us in general, not you. Maybe you don't like technology, but hey, you don't really have a choice here. Does that make sense? So again, we're talking about productivity, okay? We're talking about team production, effective efficiency, team production, motivation for your team. That's what we're talking about. How do you wake up your team when they're dead asleep? That's what we're talking about. So, and I gave you that quote again. You can get the copy of that book from myempirepro.com. Go there and make sure you get your copy of the book. Let's see here. Let's continue the question. So he says, I'm conflicted. Should I focus on just doing one man thing? Thanks. I love your video. So he's thinking maybe I should just focus on doing the one man thing. Well, here's my advice on that. The one man thing is a single self-employed quadrant type of thing, okay? You cannot build wealth like that. You can make some good money, okay? I did that in my first 6 months to a year, made some good money. But again, there's a cap over how much you can make when you're not building a team. No, when you're not applying leverage, period. Okay. There's only so much you can make. You got to build a team. There's no way around it. If you're planning on building wealth, forget wealth. If you're planning on having a life while you build a business, if you're going to make less than $100,000 a year building a business, you might as well just go find a job. It's not worth it, okay? It's just not worth it. The only way it's going to be worth it is if you actually have a goal of building wealth. I don't care if you ever build wealth, but you need to have a goal of building wealth, and you need to be making a lot more than $100,000 a year for you to feel like it's worth it, for you to have a life, okay? How many people do you know that own corner stores but don't have a life? How many people do you know own a Subway or McDonald's that don't have a life? It's a lot of them, and that's not what you're trying to do. You want to build a business, and you want to have a life. You want a business that will run with or without you. That's what you're trying to do. That's why you want to build a team. So back to topic, to motivate your team, you need to be producing. You need to stay in phase one. You need to be marketing yourself, okay? And even if you don't have results yet, right, the output, the data from your response rate on your marketing is enough to motivate your team. If you say, hey, I send out 100 letters every week, and this is what I send, and this is my record, this is how many calls I got back. If you're showing that to a team, that will motivate them, okay? Maybe you can't get them on the phone. Then you're just talking to the wrong team member. Let them go. Keep recording your videos. Put your videos on YouTube and share with the people you would like to be on your team that can potentially be on your team. Start, keep sharing that, and that is enough to motivate the right person, because again, the superstars are already superstars, right? The studs, they're already studs. Duds are duds. That's just what it is, right? No disrespect. Some people don't belong in entrepreneurship. It's just what it is, right? Anybody can be an entrepreneur, but everybody will not be an entrepreneur, right? So some people are going to come in your team and they're going to try to test the waters and try to see what they can do and see if they can be a part of it. And then on day one, day two, they pick up the phone. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you right. Yeah, you right. You're going to hear that a lot. But the reality is that they're not going to work. They're not going to put the work in. They're not going to put the input in. And if they don't do that, it's a waste of time for you. It's a waste of time for everybody. It's a waste of time for your business. More importantly for them, right? Because, I mean, I guess more importantly for you too, but don't waste your time, okay? Because time, money, energy, those are the things that you, there's only so much of them, okay? There's no new creation of those things. You can create more money, you can waste money, but you can't afford to waste time, money, and time, energy, and a lot of other resources, right? So you can't afford to waste money either. I'm just saying you can get money back, but you can't get time back, okay? And energy, there's only so much of it you have. So the team can suck your energy. If you do team building the wrong way, or you try to motivate your team the wrong way, which means you took your eyes off of production and you focus on management, right? You got into management mode, they will suck your energy, not because they've been wicked to you, it's because you allowed it, because you didn't have this information. So when it comes to team building, understand that your production is the best thing you can do. If you don't have production yet, go make your first sale, make the second sale, make the third sale, and then turn around and say, hey, you'd like to get involved? Yeah, sure. I made this three sales. This is what I did. Follow it and follow everything else and do. Get back immediately to phase one and never spend time with that person like that. Oh, they need time. Tell them to go through the system. Create a system. I talked about creating a system in the other video. Go search my name, Ola Talks Abitogun, Creating Systems. You'll find that video. Create a system for them to follow. As far as your personal time is concerned, it's best used in creating the system, not being the system. You don't want to be the system. You want to create the system, creating leverage, right? Creating production, producing, being in phase one yourself, right? So let's say, for example, you become a Warren Buffett, right? Wild thought, right? You become a Warren Buffett. Let's say, for example, you become so big, right? You hire managers. You're not trying to be a manager. You don't want to manage people unless they are leaders already, right? So again, your time is best spent with already existing leaders. And even when it comes to that, you're probably eating at the restaurant, or you're eating out, or you're hanging out. When it comes to work, everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing already, because there's a system to teach them how to do that. There's books, there's audio, there's videos, there's things like that. There's systems that they can input and they can get output of whatever they want, right? If they have a quick question here and there, that's fine. They want a mastermind. It's the difference between masterminding with your team members and teaching them, okay? Teaching them should be done automatically by them just watching your action, okay? Not by you speaking and talking and talking and talking and talking. Unless you're creating videos like this, you should never be talking and talking and talking. You should never be doing that, because it's not a productive activity, okay? So the secret, the top three present secret to massive team production, okay, is to stay in phase one. Stay in phase one. Be the producer. Be the producer that you want your team members to become. Does that make sense? Be the producer that you want anybody in your team to become. Those that belong there, the superstars, will stay in. They watch you. They don't ask questions. They're just watching you. They may mastermind with you. They may have an idea for you to even make you better, right? But they're not there to ask you dumb questions. They're there to add value to what you have going on already. See, that's key. They're there to add value to what you already have going on. And those that don't belong there, they're not going to take an offense because they see that you're busy, right? Even they have to leave. Again, the system will spit them out, okay? So because lukewarm, right? The system will spit them out. But it's going to be non-personal, no big deal. You know, you see them at a party next week, you say your friends, you know, oh, yeah, say, hey, what's up? What's going on, man? I haven't seen you in a while. Give me a call, man. Nothing personal because you understand people. Because people are people. Sometimes they produce, sometimes they will not produce. It's just what it is. You don't take it personally, okay? Please click like on this personal page. Click like, share if you like what I'm sharing with you. Comment if you have questions about this. Go to myempirepro.com and download the book. It's a 200 plus pages on this concept. You need to read that book so you can understand the fundamentals so you can start living that life. It needs to be a part of who you are. Because if you listen to this and you don't have the book and you didn't read it 10 to 15 times, your natural self will kick in. The natural self, like I was saying earlier, is be nice. Give them a call. Call them. Beg them. Tell them, you know, you're going to make money. Why you come back to work? Let's make this happen, man. That's your natural self. You have that empathy, and that's normal. But we're not trying to make normal money, right? You're not trying to create normal productivity. You want above average. You don't want average productivity. You want above average everything. If you want to do that, you got to think above average. You got to think outside of the box. And that's what I just shared with you today. Motivating your team members is not really what it looks like. It means you are producing, okay? You are producing. You're sharing your results. And that's really all you have to do. Keep producing. Keep kicking it. Eventually, the right people will ask you, what are you doing? Right? They're going to ask you, what are you doing? I want to be a part of what you're up to, right? That's the best type of people that you want in your team. That's the kind of people that you want, people that are self-motivated people. Yes, God used you as a tool somewhere in their life. You end up there and then boom, right? And then they're taking action. But ultimately, they are already self-starters. Those are the kind of people you want to your team so you too can have a life. So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.